Well, 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 if it isn't my favorite supplicant. You're so devout. Come in, my child. Yes, that's it. Have a seat. It's just the two of us in here. How did I know it was you before you spoke? I know you for the sound of your shoes and how you close the door of my confessional booth. I pay attention because I look forward to our sessions. You're a good soul, someone well worth being cloistered with. Yes, I suppose it is strange to say I look forward to it. A confessor must always encourage the devout to be the best version of themselves. But that doesn't change the fact that I'm always happy to hear the sound of your footsteps through these sacred halls. Life is full of contradictions. I can wish the best for you while still enjoying your company in the confessional booth. There are so many shades of gray in this world. But I digress. My child, what have you come to confess before myself and the gods today? You covet a woman? No, pardon me, I just dropped my prayer book by accident. Please, continue. You want this woman in the flesh. You do? Is she married? Does her heart belong to another? Ah. You don't know. Well, it's very easy to become infatuated with someone you aren't familiar with. Don't I know it? When someone is a stranger, it's very easy for our mind to fill in the blanks, so to speak. We wind up creating an ideal version of them in our mind. This is particularly true when they can't meet your needs as an individual, either because you don't know them or because they're not around. Is that what has happened to you with this woman you covet? You suspect it's just love at first sight. How quaint. You were right to come to me and confess this terrible transgression. I can make this right. You must leave this woman alone. Cast her from your mind. And who is she? Oh, of course it's relevant. Besides, your secret is safe with me, my child. The confessional is a sacred place, so please, who is she? Ah, the woman who owns the bakery in town. She's new here, I think. Well, it's certainly not love at first sight. She is undeserving. And not for you. Yes, I know that for certain. Don't question me. Now, bow your head and take a deep breath. Good. When you see this woman who has taken falsehood in your mind, I want you to pray. Yes, exactly. Clear your head and remember the sound of my voice. Think only of me. Yes, I am devoted to you and I will be the light that absolves you of this foolish crush you've talked yourself into. It's all right. Everyone makes mistakes. Our work has just begun, my child. It is good that you came to see me so quickly. There is much to do. Never mind the lock. I don't want us to be interrupted. Stop trying to open the door. You're here with me now. We're going to do something different today. I need you to behave. Just be good and we won't have any problems, okay? Very good. I love it when you're obedient. Now, I want you to reach forward and remove the screen that's separating us. I have to look at you. There. This is as it should be. My veil is the only thing that needs to be between us. How can I help you with a problem so great if I can't look at your beautiful face? Good. I'm glad you understand. You're doing very well. You're staying so calm. This is why I like you. Do you remember earlier when I said it was just us? It's true. Everyone else is having their supper. We're totally alone in the chapel right now. Quite alone. No one would hear you if you screamed. Now, give me your hand, my child. Don't hesitate. I said, give me your hand. Good. Thank you. Listen to me carefully. The gods have another woman in mind for you. I have seen it in my visions. She is far more deserving than some baker could ever be. Oh? I should tell you more about this woman. Very well. She is devoted and pious, and just a little twisted. But she can't help it. She tries to do well by others, even if she can be a little obsessive, a little selfish. Isn't that admirable? Tell me, my captive child, do you admire others more when they try? Or when they succeed. I see. I like learning more about you. And your hand is so warm in my own. Oh, you want to know more about the woman the gods have picked for you? Sure, yeah. Well, she's infatuated with you, and she's known you for... How long have you been coming to the chapel? Yes, she's known you for that long. And she watches you. She watches you when your head is bowed in prayer. And her heart feels like it might burst from longing. She's watched you long enough to know how your smile is crooked and that you get freckles in the summer. She's counted them sometimes when you're not looking. Shh. Hey, don't pull away. Keep holding my hand. I need you to keep listening. I know you can't see my face with this veil on, but I promise I'm smiling, okay? Good. Nod your head. Show that you understand. The woman who is destined for you already knows what you're going to wear to your wedding. The stories that you will tell your children. So great is her love for you that she would do anything to make you hers. She would keep you and covet you. Now, doesn't that sound better than some baker? Am I squeezing you too hard? Come closer. I want to feel your breath on my veil. It's okay. The gods aren't offended by love. What did you say? You know who the gods want you to be with. Very good. You're so clever, my love. Now, put all thoughts of that harlot baker out of your mind. Forget about her. We are going to hide here until they put out the candles. You are going to kiss me, and I will hold you, and the rest of the world will melt away. Am I clear? Oh? Are you shocked that I can be bossy? I guess you should be. I suppose things between us have been a little one-sided. Literally, if you think about the confessional booth we do all our talking in. I've watched you for years, and you don't even know what I look like. If I'm going to demand that you be mine for the sake of the gods, then I suppose I can be vulnerable. Please, help me remove my veil. You have to say something. You have to tell me if you think I'm pretty. Oh, that is saying something. Yes. Gods, I have prayed so long for you. Is this a dream? You are coming to live with me. This is not up for debate. I will hold you in the evenings and you will bear all of your soul to me. This is as it should be, as I've seen it. I assume you have no objections. Good. It's easier that way. Here, come closer to me. We'll trade secrets and kiss each other until the coast is clear. Then we can sneak out and start building our life together. Ah, my prayers have finally been answered. Thank you.